There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
This episode is brought to you by Undeniably Dairy. Did you know some cows might be snacking on seaweed? Dairy farmers are researching potential nutritional changes to their cows' diet to help reduce methane emissions. Additional research and innovation are helping them save water and spend less energy on every glass of milk. To learn more about what dairy farmers are doing to make their farms more sustainable, visit usdairy.com.
Hey everybody, welcome back to Skim. I'm Scott.
And I'm Kim.
And Carter's here.
I'm Carter.
For the for the semi-regular, what did we call it earlier? Irregular regularity? What was it? That sounds like a poo problem. That also sounds like a poo problem.
Consistently inconsistent. Yeah.
Consistently inconsistent bowel movements. Oh, I'm sorry, show.
That's just obtains to you. Obtains to you.
It's only me? Yeah. I've done all right that way lately. I got a pretty good deal going. Anyway... Our dog is all. One of the dogs is also here. Ripley is here. She's being very sweet. Anyway, welcome to episode 90 of the show. Can you believe that? Where? If we were more on time with it, we'd be like 104 right now. But it's fine.
All right.
I mean, about that. I think that's the math. Anyway, we're back, and here's the funny thing about 2022. As you may know, Carter. You're making a face.
You're being weird.
As you may know what?
Your parents will celebrate 30 years of marriage this year.
1992 was a long time ago.
92, man. That was a long ass time ago. I was playing my Genesis.
While you got married?
This is how I clock everything. What games was I playing and when? Yeah, when we got married. It was the first thing we bought, I think. Really?
It was your first Christmas.
Did that make you wonder what you were in for with my gaming world?
I think she knew.
Our first Christmas, I think we bought the Genesis.
I was a big Genesis guy. I liked the Genesis. I still do. But anyway, the point is, 30 years, and we're thinking about a trip. We're not going to tell you the details. We're not telling you anything about it, because we don't want any weird surprises. We just want to go and have our thing. It could be next door. It could be China. It could be wherever we want to go. No, but this is a big year,
we're
right?
We're just planning of anniversary trip.
Did you say ship? Or did you say trip? I thought you said ship. We're planning our anniversary ship.
Planning an anniversary trip this year.
It's a big year.
Yeah.
Think about it. 30 years.
It's a long time.
Yeah. Anyway. What was like cool back then? Nothing?
I know, right? He's talking in full circles.
Oh, I know what we watched that we really liked then. We watched Northern Exposure. Remember that show?
Gosh, we were watching it every week. And it came on only once a week.
Yeah, that was our like marriage show because we just got married. And of course, back then in those days, you had to wait for it to show up on the television when it wanted to. You couldn't decide when to watch it. And that was.
I do remember when Nick was little and he was probably 3, maybe 4 years old. And he would say, but I want to watch whatever it was. I don't remember what show he was. Oh, Bob the Builder.
Bob the Builder.
I want to watch it now. And I remember you saying to him, little tiny four-year-old, one day he's got the right idea. One day he's going to be right.
What do you mean?
That you can just watch whatever you want when you want to.
Did I say that?
Yeah,
you did. Oh, look at me. I predicted the future almost more than he did.
He's like, you watch. That's going to be how it is.
And it is how it is now.
Yep.
Mostly. Kim's watching a British show about dead people. What's it called? What's it called?
It's like a murder mystery. It's not a show about dead people.
It's called The Unforgettable. Oh, Unforgotten. And it's like cold cases, right? And the cop lady in charge, she's got a little Indian friend, and they go out and they solve crime.
Oh my gosh, you're making me laugh. Unforgettable.
I couldn't remember. But anyway, so the point is, that's a long time ago, and we're really proud of our run, and that we can still laugh with each other and have fun. And that Carter can stand even being around us. Most people your age are like, I gotta get away from my horrible parents.
Yeah, you guys aren't so bad.
We're all right.
Yeah.
Not so bad?
Yeah.
What's an area you think I could correct and make better? What could I make better for you that you want to let the world know about?
I don't think we should let the world know about that.
Why not? I got nothing to hide. I use your bathroom too many times.
And I don't flush right. That is true.
Well, that's you. What am I saying? You don't flush.
What are you talking about?
The other day, there was like a whole liter of Mountain Dew in my toilet, or you didn't flush. One of those two things was true.
I have a few things that I couldn't stand you to not do anymore.
What? What?
I'm just saying, don't use my bathroom anymore.
That's okay. That's what we'll do then. Anyway, there's a lot going on because there's some big stuff happening in our kids' lives. Nick got a... new gig where he's doing YouTube videos with an established channel. And I don't know if I'm allowed to say which yet. I'm sure it doesn't matter. It's public.
Yeah.
No, but he's doing back behind the scenes stuff for it, right?
Yeah.
Or his video that he's in comes out this week?
I don't know.
Or next week. Anyway, I'm really excited for him because I always thought Nick had a taste for this, a knack for this. And it was just a matter of him getting over his nervousness about all those people looking at him.
All that people.
Well, right now he's got 3 jobs, but then he'll be down to 2.
Yeah, he'll be down to 2.
Because that one gives him more hours.
So like good. A normal Gen Z that are forced to work that much so they can afford their apartment.
Oh my gosh.
So they're paying more for their apartment per month than we paid for when we had our first apartment, even the normal, like, not the deal one was like $350 a month in 1992. And that apartment, if you took that now and took it, you could pay for that, like 12 of those apartments for what Nick pays for his one.
If that old apartment's still standing, it's probably,
it is still standing. We drove
it's a nice
4 or 5 times the rent.
Oh, easy. Yeah. It's like $2,200, $2,500 now.
Nick doesn't pay that much. You make it sound like 10 times. I'm like, no.
Well, okay, I don't want to make it seem like that much.
No.
But he's got to work 2 jobs for a reason.
Yeah.
And his girlfriend also has to work. Yep. Everybody's working. Everybody's working for a living.
Place to live.
But COVID cases are down. That's good. All over the place. Although one of my best friends just lost a family member. So still be careful, everybody. But it's good. That's a good sign. Rolling into the spring, we're going to be a little less insane.
A little able to go out without feeling so stressed out the whole time will be nice.
Let's talk about what Kim is doing with avocados, speaking of end times and prepping.
End times and prepping.
Yep. So Kim heard that Mexico can't give us any more avocados.
That was last Monday.
Yeah.
There was like avocados from Mexico had been banned.
Why were they banned? Do you remember?
Something to do with the cartel.
Oh, the cartel putting drugs in them?
No, the cartel getting involved in produce. Because the drug industry is down. They're trying to make some money somewhere.
Making their money in other traditional ways.
So U.S. has banned import of avocados. So that very day,
they take another
avocados were still on sale because they're in season right now.
Right. And so Kim bought like 1 million of them.
I bought 30.
30. That's almost a million. That's just shy of 1 million.
They were still only 47 cents a piece, so it's not like I was spending a lot of money doing
And we expect them to go to like $3 or $4 a piece.
Yeah, probably. Who knows? It hasn't happened yet, but...
But here's what Kim did in her prepper mindset. She went and bought a bunch of these, 30 of them, brought them home, made guacamole schmear out of the whole thing, right? Just a goopy, spices and junk.
No, just pureed salt, pepper...
Oh, I didn't even know you put that in there.
And lime juice.
Oh, I didn't know that.
It's really good.
Does that help preserve it or is that just for flavor?
Flavor and
preservatives.
Preservatives.
Natural preservatives, Carter.
Yes. Plus, it just really tastes good. It keeps them bright orange or bright green.
Why are you playing with a potato?
It's not a potato.
What is it?
It's a chunk of clay.
Oh, it's clay. Well, my second guess was going to be Ripley Poo, so I'm glad it's clay.
Yeah.
Ripley's just sitting there just chilling.
Messing with the potato.
So I made these little quart bags of seals.
Oh, yeah, no, let's get... So this is the cool part. Kim took it all, smeared it all out, did your thing, and then she put them in vacuum-sealed bags that you normally use for your sous vide or whatever.
Well, they're just vacuum-sealed bags. They're just a sealer.
And a sealer.
Yeah.
So it sucks all the air out, and now you're left with these, like, permanent slabs of whatever.
Little slabs, about, I don't know, a cup and a half each. And I have 8 of them, and they're all in the freezer.
They're all stacked in the freezer.
They're so pretty.
Avocado house.
So if avocados go through the roof, we have two things going on. One, we can have avocado without worrying about it. Two, it's a superfood, you know. It's good for you.
Yeah.
And two.
Three.
Three. Yeah, because it's superfood. And three, if somebody, maybe there'll be a hot, weird secondary market for it, and you'll be able to make a crap ton of money on these bricks.
A brick of
avocado.
Here you go,
frozen brick avocado. It'll be $80, please. I'm excited.
Are you now?
How many avocados per slab, you think?
I got 8 bags or 8 little pouches of avocado.
Yeah.
9, but we ate one of them already.
We did?
Like, yeah. Well, I mean, I didn't seal it. We just ate it later with chips.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
So 9.
Because we were feeling so saucy about our our prep. Mom's got like more. You're a preparer.
Prep.
You like to prepare.
I have...
You're not prepping like damn commies are coming up the street. I'm going to have my gun ready. I'm not like that.
No, I do have enough, what they say, enough hard red wheat to feed 4 people
hard red wheat.
For a year.
Yeah.
And I have a hand rhyme.
How many people?
4.
4? Yeah. So the us 3 plus 1?
Yep.
Who would that be?
2 dumb dogs.
You can't feed them wheat, can you?
I don't know if you can.
Can you eat wheat, Rip? Or would you rip?
She probably would.
That would be bad for her.
But
I do have, a few things like that where basically if it came down to it and we couldn't leave our house for 6 months to a year, we wouldn't starve to death.
Yeah. Something weird happened. We're not like paranoid.
No.
It's just a good idea to have some stuff around.
And we have a pantry of food is a smart thing. If
I mean,
we know this because whenever we first had COVID indications and everything started to shut down,
yeah,
I think people, there were friends of mine who were like, I don't have anything in storage. So they ran out and bought maybe $1,000 worth of stuff.
That's the problem. That's why we had the rush on everything because everybody wasn't ready.
Just like food so that they knew they were covered if we couldn't leave our house.
Mm-hmm.
And we were still able to leave our house, but it was a little sketchy. We weren't sure what it was that was spreading. We weren't sure if it was by things you touched. So we had gloves and masks. And then it was like, when you get home from the store, you get in the shower and you get really clean after that. Cause
wash your packages
you
before
sure
you open
what,
them. Yeah.
What it was.
Nobody
was
knew
spreading.
Yet. Nobody knew. And that's okay, by the way, that we didn't know. Everybody out there.
It's pretty good that we didn't have, that we had a year's supply of food if we needed it.
Yep.
It would get real weird by the end. We'd be like, wheat and toothpaste or something.
Ugh, dude.
But.
That's a bad combo. Hard red wheat and toothpaste.
I mean,
wheat? What does that mean?
Different kinds of wheat make different kinds of things. So, like, you can take hard wheat and boil it down and make, like, a wheat cereal out of it.
Is there a soft wheat?
Whereas there's the white soft and it makes a really good wheat bread.
Like it's probably better for you fiber-wise than that to have the hard.
Right.
Okay.
I don't know, but we have
it.
1,200 pounds of it.
Oh
downstairs.
My gosh.
It's in big buckets.
Drama, man.
I mean, and it lasts.
The fattest man
the
ever
thing,
was about
though.
That weight. Was about
the
as
reason
much as
I did that years ago when we had little kids to make sure we had a year's supply of something in the house.
Yeah.
Was
ramen.
Well, there were 5 of us, so I thought, well, enough for 4 is good. But I put it in buckets, and it lasts 25 years at least. That's the, like, minimum 25 years.
What do I always hear about worms getting in there? Is that true?
I've sealed them in buckets with completely airtight, and they have moisture pouches? Those have that in there, too. I made sure.
Silica.
We did it right.
Silica gel.
Yep.
So
don't eat those.
They have that in there, and they are in sealed buckets. So once you unseal them, technically you could get things in them or,
Have you ever seen those little maggoty things in like a thing of rice or
whatever? Yeah, it's gross.
It's so gross. My cat had that happen because his food got wet, but only like the under food got wet.
Under food?
Like the bottom of the bag?
In his bowl.
Oh.
No, it was in his food bowl. Because sometimes I'll just shove a bunch in there.
It was in the under food.
He doesn't have a problem with eating too much. So I'll shove it under, or I'll just put more on top whenever he's running low. And the under food got wet. And there were little he like was whining at me. I'm like, little you have food. And I came over and there's little maggoty mealworms going.
That's okay though. That's protein. It's fine. Where'd they come from?
The cat did not eat them.
Well, the cat doesn't do anything we want it to do.
Why do you want it to eat worms?
I don't. I just want it to be nice and like cuddle with me. And he won't do it.
It's because you smell like Rainer.
No. Is that why?
Probably.
I didn't even think of that. Oh,
that's probably true. You cuddle up with Rainer all the time.
But you're with, what about Ripley?
Ripley and him are okay.
They get on the same bed at the same time
without a problem.
Yeah.
They have their moments. Yes. It's like that old cartoon where they check into work with their time cards and then they become the sheepdog and the sheep or whatever. Yeah.
Like they have, you know.
All right, we're on the clock.
All right. Speaking of on the clock, let's do some emails. How about this one here? You want to hear an email?
Sure.
This is from skimshow@gmail.com is where you send these emails. skimshow@gmail.com. Hello, Kim and Scott. My sister and I are delving into kimchi.
Cool.
I assume naked and fully submersed.
They didn't say diving in.
Well,
delving does not mean diving.
Oh, okay. And we're wondering if you have a recipe. We made ramen this past weekend from an anime cookbook.
Fine.
No, wait a minute. Was the book?
I assume it's like a cook foods from animes.
Do you open it up and it goes,
Because probably. Because foods in anime always look really good. It's like a thing.
And then, I want to do something else, but I'm not going to do it. All right. And it was good. And we're looking for more ramen recipes. Please share your rice bowl ideas if you have any breakfast bowls as well. If you're in the Chicagoland area, go to Mitsuya. In Arlington Heights. It's an awesome Japanese market with a food court and a bookstore, just to name a couple of businesses within the building. Thanks. That sounds
very cool.
That's Natasha. Oh, we know her from Christmas.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, that all sounds good, except rice bowls, you just put kimchi in it, right? You don't do anything fancy.
Well, she's saying rice bowls recipes, which Carter's breakfast rice bowls are the good sticky rice, a fried egg. We put sliced...
No rice for me. Carter puts mine on a piece of naan.
Pickled daikon.
Homemade
pickled daikon. That's really fun and easy to make. And then...
Kind of anything we have in our house.
Tomatoes. I do sesame seeds and pumpkin seeds. I roasted both of those myself.
Yeah.
What else do we put on them?
Like, we'll put edamame if we have it, and or bok choy, baby bok choy if we have it. We'll fry it up really
baby
yummy.
Baby bok choy, which is really good.
Kimchi, tomatoes... Anything we have that's fresh, because sometimes things are either hard to get.
Did you guys say soybeans?
Yeah.
You did?
Edamame.
Okay.
Oh, well, edamame. Makamame, really.
Makamame?
Makimame.
What does that mean? Not
it's
real?
It's unshelled.
Oh.
Or, yeah, it's de-shelled.
It's not like mockumentary or mock trial.
Right?
Yes.
Shelled.
Okay. They're shelled?
They're just the beans.
Carter fries up little pieces of potato also.
Yes, potatoes.
So good.
It is good.
Van loves green them. Onions in now. Green and onions. It's so good.
Once in a while I get a bad green onion.
I do have a couple of really good recipes like for ramen that we tried. Do you remember the ramen bowls I made that were...
What
was in that? It was like the
thicker curry.
It was
type.
The thicker curry.
Ooh, curry
it was
ramen.
A curry ramen.
Oh my gosh, those were...
Oh, I do remember,
that whole pot of that stuff?
I made that in a while.
It was yellow?
Yeah,
it's hard to do unless there's like a bunch of people because you have to make a lot.
Yeah, and it was fantastic. Didn't you make that for the kids for some big to do? It was great.
And April and Chuck came over.
Oh, we did a full bar is what you did.
Yeah, we did a ramen bar, which is really fun to do because then everybody gets what they want in their bowl.
Yeah.
And you can just do a whole bunch of different things in there.
Why does Arlington Heights sound so familiar? Did you go there when you were in Chicago? Did I maybe when I was there?
Probably.
That name's really familiar. Well, there you go. Great question. Well, we probably ought to put more of these in writing, like, you know, some actual recipes online that people can, like, refer to.
I usually will go to find a lot of my recipes on Pinterest, but there is a curry ramen that is fantastic.
Carl, did you use the lady internet known as Pinterest? Do you use that?
It's not the lady internet. Stop
lady
it.
Lady internet.
No, we talk about it on the show sometimes.
I use it mostly for, like...
Art references?
Pose referencing, yeah.
Pose.
Pose. P-O-S-E.
I need a hose. Who's got a good reference photo of a hose?
I need hoses.
Ow. Anyway. Why'd you do that? That actually hurt.
They have pretty good
references. Being kind of rude to your dog.
No, no, no. I think that's great. If I need a hose reference, I'm going. I know where I'm going. All right. Moving on. Don't flick me. Hello, Johnson family, says Jeff.
Mm-hmm.
Is this the same email? It is. Sorry, my vision from here is bad.
Clintonville, Ohio.
Jeff says, hello, Johnson family. We have two Australian shepherds, 7-year-old Blue Merle.
Aww.
Myrtle? Merle.
Merle.
And a 2-year-old red Merle. They go through chew toys quickly. The ones that have lasted the longest is from Westpaw. I don't know. What does that mean? Westpaw?
Anyway, a brand probably.
Oh, is it a brand or a probably. Place to get them? I buy them from eBay seller KD Pets. Oh, that's interesting. Oh, she's talking about the actual toys, not the dogs.
Yes.
I thought he meant...
dog toys.
He goes, the one that lasted the longest, I thought he meant the dog.
No!
Oh my gosh, talking about chew toys. We're talking about this.
The cool added thing is you can send back your used toy to be recycled into new toys, which makes me feel better. Thanks for the show, Jeff.
Ooh, that's cool.
My
Carter, issue. They're speaking your language. Look at you, you hippie. You got this.
As much as like people are like, oh, my dog chews... Ripley chews really
she
bad.
She destroys.
She like destroys things that are supposed to be like bulletproof.
What are the ones called? The Kong ones? They're supposed to last forever. She just eats them up.
The extreme Kongs. Yeah. Like Taylor's old dog, Izzy, she was a pit bull and she could destroy anything. She was a super chewer.
Super chew.
And that dog had one of those Kong bones forever. Never even like chipped it.
Even her religion was chewish.
Yeah, she was Jewish.
She was really, like, fundamentalist but Jewish.
Ripley has a problem where she not only destroys things, but she also eats them when she destroys things.
Looking at you like, why are you talking about me?
So, like, as much as, like, oh, it's cool because they recycle it, I'm like, I would have to find it out of her poop, probably, and hope or
well, no. They mean, like, when the little remnants are left. Done. And
there's no
done.
Remnants. I'm just telling you.
Ew. It's not good.
It's so gross.
It's
not good for guts. But, Jeff, that's rad. I didn't know that was even a thing.
That's cool that they recycle pieces.
I'll look at it, but
like it. Love it.
All right, we're looking it up. PetRecyclingGumballUnit.com/dogs. All right, here's your final email from Tandy. I can't believe that's a real name. Tandy.
Nothing wrong with that.
Who am I thinking of? There's an actress. Her name is Thandi Newton, but it's spelled weird. Anyway, have you guys ever talked about this? If it's too personal, don't bother answering. But if you do, here's the question. Have either of you been married before each other?
No, we haven't.
That I know of.
Well, considering I was 19 when we got married, I was not married before.
I was 22, right?
We were babies, Carter says. Yeah. You were babies.
Babies.
We were pretty young. But yeah, no other marriages. No secret ones either.
Nope.
We know some people that had some secret marriages that the spouse didn't know about. I'm not nearly that organized.
That's true. You can't keep
I can barely keep this one afloat. How am I going to do that? Like, oh, guess what? This whole time I had another family in Montana I didn't tell you about. 3 kids and a wife and a whole other business. Like, what do you even do?
Also, you, like, don't have a car and live downstairs. So, like, there's no way.
Whatever. I had a car most of that time. The point is, they're all gone. And they're all in college now, so everything's fine. Don't worry about it.
Now you can have secret marriage.
But no, that's an interesting question, though. I think a lot of people just straight up don't. The first ones don't always work out. I mean, statistically. So maybe we're weird.
We're bucking the trend here, babe.
We are. Look at us all these years later. All 30 of them looking at this dumb dog smelling that clay like it's going to chew it. And it would.
Oh, my gosh. She would eat that in a heartbeat.
Try getting that out of her poo. It basically is her poo. But anyway, yeah, no previous marriage here. I mean, you know, no shame to anybody who's had to start over or find something better. I mean, I get it. It happens all the time. There was one moment where I thought you were going to leave me. We won't get into it, but I thought I'd pushed her too far.
And I didn't.
She didn't. She stayed. That was nice. I mean, had there been some big, dark, handsome dude just waiting outside, maybe that would have done it.
Here's Hello. The thing,
waiting at the front door.
Miss Kim, I am ready to take you away from these.
What is Elaine's thing? The matador.
The matador.
If you look at mom's, like, old photos of her, like, with past boyfriends, though, you are her type.
I had a type,
which is really
apparently.
Weird.
I'm your type?
They all look like you.
Really?
Yeah.
I always thought I was too ugly for you.
Wow. Whatever.
You can do way better than me. I've said that from the beginning. Still true. So, yeah, there's still time, is what we're saying.
Oh, really? Well, we've had a good 30 run.
Years.
30 years.
For you, I'm not doing anything. I'm good. I'm secure where I am. Anyway, thanks for the email, Tandy, if that is your real name. That's not a computer. The Tandy, the old Tandy computers. I used to love those. Anyway, skimshow@gmail.com is that email address. We'd love to hear from more of you, so keep those coming. Or if you want to repeat, that's fine, too. Let's talk about the food of the week. Kim, you making anything good? Because last night was real good.
I did make up a recipe last night.
It was fantastic. What was in those noodles?
Scott's having issues with pasta. Kind of spikes his
insulin. Spikes my blood sugar for some reason. Yeah. Pasta and rice.
Pasta and rice.
Hypoglycemic, or what do they call it? Glycemic index something.
Anyway.
Whatever.
So I found the chickpea noodles, the ones that are made from chickpeas.
Which should be bad. And they're great.
They're really good.
I don't even know the difference. That's how good they are.
That's awesome.
So and they're made like of the, chickpeas, which is beans, right?
I made a Dijon mustard sauce.
Oh, it was so good.
Put it over that, and then chicken and a little bit of bacon and some tomatoes on the side.
I even ate those tomatoes. That's how much
I liked
it.
What do you mean, I even ate
the tomatoes? Well, normally I don't like tomatoes very much.
Not this time of year.
Or usually at all. I don't like, I like tomato sauces, I like tomatoes cooked, I like tomato on a burger or something. But as a chunk in a salad or something, I can't do it.
Well, that turned out good. Tonight we're making some soy sauce with hoisin sauce. Udon for the, noodles.
For the with,
we're making udon tonight?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Did you say udon?
Yes, udon.
Udon.
Udon. Udon.
I'm also doing up a burger.
Horizon for you. Zero Dawn. What?
A burger.
Oh, yeah, right. You're doing burger meat, but no bun.
Correct.
Lame. Just kidding. That's fine.
You'll be fine.
The break, by the way, if you go to the break, anybody listening, if you end up at the break for some reason, this restaurant near this bar / pub food thing next to us or by us, they have a burger there called the Smash Burger, which has nothing to do with the brand Smash Burger, but they literally smush it and then smush fried cheese on it and then fry it again. I know it wasn't good for me, but gosh dang it. Carter.
I know it wasn't good for me.
I know you don't eat meat, but this might have converted you. This might have done it.
I don't think so.
Like how, you know how George thinks he makes his ex-girlfriends gay?
Yeah.
I could turn you into a meat eater over there. It's a bad, it's probably a bad comparison.
Probably, but also probably not. I have my doubts.
You probably wouldn't eat it, but it was so good. Gosh, dang it. We got to go there less often. anyway, so that's what Kim made, and I guess tonight we're doing that. Nothing, other than the avocado thing, nothing real fancy to talk about right now.
Valentine's, we haven't spoken since Valentine's, but we always do.
Is that
do
true? Jeez.
Crab legs, shrimp, and steak, and that was fantastic.
And Dylan did the steaks this time. He got Wagyu beef.
Oh, I need to make the rice.
Oh, it was so good.
Carter's going to make
crab fried rice
out of the...
Do you think it's still good?
Oh, yeah, it's frozen.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, if you froze it,
if it was
fine.
In the fridge, you'd have to wonder, but...
It'd be stinky.
Yes, it'd be
stinky.
Fun.
Stinky.
So Carter's gonna make some crab fried rice
from
tonight?
The leftover like some canned tarts.
Oh, just this weekend sometime?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. When I have more time.
What else have we done? We cook a lot around here. I just don't think about it in terms of like keeping a list of what we make.
We should do that.
Really?
When I say we, I mean you.
No, you should do more things.
You should do more stuff do more so things. That I don't have to do it.
Nice.
Well, all right then. I hope you guys enjoyed our discussion today. Carter, is there anything you'd like to add to any of this?
I don't know why you always ask me that.
Any corrections? Like any, you know?
I just happen to be in the same room when you guys
and it's fine. It's totally fine. You're welcome anytime. People call you out and say, I love it when Carter's there. She keeps you honest or something. I'm like, well, Kim's already honest.
Yeah, you just it's me with exaggerate the stories. The truth sometimes.
Yeah, I sometimes. Just a bit. I augment.
A bit of an exaggeration.
I don't lie. I'll augment. I'll say things like, that guy was 400 pounds, and you guys will go, he was like 280.
Which is an exaggeration.
That's a lie.
It's an exaggeration. Like a million avocados versus 30? It's like that.
It's different.
How?
It's different when it applies to your stories and you to make them more interesting.
When it's one avocado, it's a personal tragedy. When it's a million, it's a statistic is what they say.
Is that what they say?
No. I don't know what they say.
Who are they?
They are the worst. All right, we're out of here. Patreon.com/frogpants if you'd like to donate a little bit of your hard-earned cash to this effort. We'd really appreciate it. Frogpants.com/skim, is our website. And again, that email address, skimshow@gmail.com. Kim, do you have anything you'd like to add?
Nope.
I don't either.
Have a great week.
Yeah, have a great week and let us know what you're doing. And we'll see you right on time next week.
Ready for breakfast, here's the table.
Father, Bill, and Mabel. Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.